Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. We're talking about the digital money. They are really introducing this. There's a huge section in this new bill that the Democrats and the Republicans are fighting over. That's a fake fight. That's a fake fight. It's to get you to not look at what's in the bill. And you were just looking at something, Uncle Milty. Did you want to describe that?
I was on traderschoice.net. There's a ticker of the cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
And their statistics right now. I had no idea this had gotten this big. I remember when Bitcoin started.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's huge.
There's 523 companies, cryptocurrencies out there.
Yeah.
The vast majority of them, are showing that they're gaining in value. They're in. They're going green. They're going up. Mm-hmm. Very few are red.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. So everything's becoming worth more. Some of the smaller ones are the ones that are... But Bitcoin is still the biggest by far. This chart...
And he was projecting it to go pretty high.
Yeah, this ticker chart will tell you how many coins they have, how many are available for sale, how many have been traded. Right. It's really interesting.
Awesome. Okay, Trader's Choice with an S. Traders.choice.net. Okay.
Yep.
Also, I wanted to go back to Richard Day, what he said in 1969, because this is very intriguing with what's going on right now. They're going to make the payouts of the money for COVID in an e-wallet, and they haven't ever done this. Usually they just send you a check.
Right.
You go cash it at your bank.
Well, it shows up in your bank account.
Yeah, or you can do direct deposit. This is different. This is digital currency on a ledger, and they're telling you this because it's even in the bill.
Well, that's going to force you to sign up for an e-wallet.
Yes. Yes. And this is why the post office money is because the $20 billion there, because they will have machines there. So if you're wondering about that. So this is what Richard Day said back in 69, real quick. He said, inflation is infinite. You can put an infinite number on zeros after any number and put the decimal points where you want. What was my opening clip? Bernanke saying that, you know, you just add zeros. Okay, whatever. So as an indication that inflation is a tool of the controllers, money would become predominantly credit. Now, when he was saying all of this, he was saying that this wasn't a prediction. This was basically well-laid plans, and they were going to do this. It was just a matter of time, and they already had this in the works, and this was in 1969 that he said this. So this wasn't like something that was in 1969 back then with digital money, okay? But this is what he said. Money would become predominantly credit. It was already money is primarily a credit thing, but the exchange of money would be not cash or palpable things, but electronic credit signals. And people would carry money only in the very small amounts for things like chewing gum and candy bars, just pocket sort of things. And any purchase of a significant amount would be done electronically. And earnings would be electronically entered into your account. And it would be a single banking system run by, you know, of course, run by the feds, may have an appearance of being more than one, but ultimately and basically it'd be one single banking system that you, when you got paid, your pay would be entered for you into your account balance. And then when you purchased anything at the point of purchase, it would be deducted from your account balance and you would actually carry nothing with you. Also, computer records could be kept on whatever it was you purchased so that if you're purchasing too much of a particular item or some official wanted to know what you were doing with your money, they could go back and review your purchases and determine what you were buying. And there'd be a statement that any purchase of significant size, like an automobile, a bike, a refrigerator, a TV, a radio, or whatever, might have some sort of identification on it so it could be traced so that very quickly anything that was given was either given away or stolen, whatever, authorities would be able to establish who purchased it and when, and computers would allow this to happen. So the ability to save, and this is important, the ability to save money would be greatly curtailed because people would not just be able to save any considerable amount of wealth. There'd be a statement of recognition of wealth, represents power and wealth in the hands of a lot of people that it's not good for, the people in charge. So if you have too much, you might be taxed for that. And the more you save, the higher tax rate on your savings. So your savings could never really get very far. And if you showed a pattern, they might say you're making too much money, you're saving too much, and do a pay cut. So keep that in mind, because that was kind of an interesting, I was thinking about this when I was looking at the digital money. Now in the bill, this is what it says in the bill, okay? It says digital dollar. This is in the first part of this huge monster trillion-dollar nightmare that Pelosi put together with everything but the kitchen sink in it. It says digital dollar. The term digital dollar shall mean a balance expressed at the dollar value consisting of a digital ledger entries are recorded as liabilities in the accounts of any Federal Reserve Bank, an electronic unit of value redeemable by any eligible financial institution as determined by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, and digital wallet. There's a whole section describing what Yahoo Finance described in my last segment, all about pass-through digital dollar wallet. And so this isn't like putting cash on a card and giving it to you. It's a whole different system. And this is what you need to know. The other thing that I found really intriguing about this bill, and it drew my attention instantly, was Section 406, International Financial Institutions. And we are in the 19th replenishment of the resources of the International Development Association, the money that goes to the IMF. This is basically the UN, the IMF, they're all the same, in the same animal, okay? So the 19th replenishment, man, we've been through 19 of these. They actually announced that they wanted to re-examine doing the newest 19th replenishment in October 19th, okay? They said they wanted to do this. And so in the bill, in this monster bill that everyone's begging it to go through, this actually replenishes this in huge amounts of money, huge amounts of money. There, in fact, I think it was up to like $95 billion that goes over to the IMF. But that's really not all, because they get money from in different ways as well on top of this bill that they're passing. So this is without fiscal year limitation. $3 billion for payment by the Secretary of the Treasury, and all of these funds continuously going over to the African Development Fund Act. That's where a lot of this money's been going in all the replenishments before, okay? And then, of course, there's lots of sections that you can go to. It's Section 406, and it talks about all the money in different amounts that's going to go over $8 billion. And then it talks about, again, to the United States subscription to the bank over there. You've got all this funding going to the IMF. What was also really intriguing, because there's so many amounts, like $7 billion, $8 billion. I mean, it really adds up, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And each line kind of has a different amount attached to it that goes directly to the IMF. So basically, taking our wealth and transferring it to the IMF continuously in larger and larger and larger amounts. But what I'm saying is there was even, now, is it a typo or is it not a, is it a deliberate typo? Because when you look at the numbers, you know, it's three comma, three zeros, comma, three zeros, comma, three zeros, comma. But in one of the subsections, it had four zeros in one of the, between commas. It was really weird. Because then if you move that, if that bill goes through and it was just a typo or it wasn't a typo, then we're looking at 30, right? Not three, 30. Mm-hmm. It was really weird because I've never seen that. I've looked at a lot of bills in my career. I've never seen a typo like that where it gave four zeros instead of three. So I wanted to kind of describe that. Now, the bill is really scary because it's got lots of money going everywhere for everything you can imagine. Now, this is why in the news you're seeing a lot of the conservatives go, well, wait a minute, this is everything but the kitchen sink. How can you put, and it's, they're right. They're looting America right now and calling it COVID money. But I think you keep your eye on the new digital currency that they've announced in this bill, and they go to a great lengths in a lot of sections to describe it. I'm just giving you the quick snippet. And then also, the money that's being hijacked by the IMF, okay? And the looting that we're looting Americans and we're sending over all this money, this funny money over there too as well. So a planned thing. Now, what does that mean? When the Federal Reserve came out and said this was planned and organized, they want all of you and businesses, because a lot of money is going into business. In fact, in this bill, so much money. In fact, from 2009, they upped it 10 times the amount to go to small business. 10 times the amount, you guys. And they even say, we swapped out 2009 language and put this in there. They also did no appraisals for the inside of a structure for a new loan. Uncle Milty, why would they do that? No appraisals, just an exterior photo. That jacks with the real estate market, does
it
not?
Well, totally controls the real estate market by what they're willing to loan.
That's also in the bill. You don't have to go inside the house. You can just have a picture of the house and you can say what it's worth.
Yep.
What do you think led to a lot of the problems going into the financial crisis with real estate?
Yep.
That's also inside this bill. I know. So what is the plan here? Well, the plan here is to try to for you to know that they would like you to get very, very used to government assistance with your business and very used to government assistance as a person. And it's this introduction. And will this be this case tomorrow? I mean, are we looking at it, you know, this kind of dependent? No, this will take a little bit. You might get a little reprieve this summer and fall. You might think things are back to normal. They are very much not back to normal because of the introduction of the way they're doing all this money. And we talked about this for the last 3 weeks. We said it's not COVID. COVID's just the cover story. This is what's actually going on right now. And they've been working on this for years. It's just an uptick in the last 5 years. Do you guys remember when I talked about an article, and this was a while ago, William Engdahl's article, and it was all about how the Fed is preparing to topple the U.S. dollar based on a meeting in August with the Bank of England, with all the banks, right? And they basically came out and said they had to have a depression, a big crisis, in order to implement, you got it, the new digital currency. Do you guys remember when we talked about this? Because I brought this up on the show and I said, ooh, something's really strange about this coming in. And Carney was proposing at this meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, with all the money interest, that the IMF oversee the creation of new payments infrastructure based on the international stable coin. And he was referring to private Libra, which, you know, clearly states a new synthetic hegemonic currency would be the best provided by the public sector, perhaps through a network of central bank digital currencies. And he's a former Goldman Sachs guy, and he was mentioning that as a leading candidate to replace Christine Lagarde as IMF head, remember her 5 years ago? She said she wanted to overhaul how we made money in the world. Not she wanted to do away with capitalism, make it the enemy, and do a government controlled currency, not based on any of the same values as capitalism. She said that. She actually said that. So in the Carney speech, he was talking about, in central bank language, it was a roadmap of controlling the world banking. And the world reserve role of the U.S. dollar must end, and it would be replaced, this is clear back in September, you guys, with some form of IMF SDR as basis for a multi-currency reserve. And that, in turn, would ultimately be based on digital money, so-called blockchain currencies. You see, they'll keep using the word ledger. That's what that means, blockchain. Such currencies, he said, WilliamEngdahl.com, by the way, make no mistake, would be completely controlled by central bank authorities and the IMF. And that would require their often proposed elimination for all cash in favor of digital money, where every cent we spend can be monitored by the state. And this cashless society would also set the stage for a great financial crisis and confiscation of governments, of ordinary citizens' bank deposits under new bank bail-in laws now on the books since 2014. When I say that we have just so been conned, and this system, and what you'll see today is people angry that the Democrats are standing in the way. They're creating a fight. They're making a fight look like something real. They're going to pass this bill with all the pork in it, okay? Regardless, both sides of the same coin, you guys. They created a fight so that you fight to get the money. And with the money comes all the strings of the new digital currency and dependency on our government and eventual capitalism not being there. So they were even, Federal Reserve was even saying 30% unemployment coming. And like I said, in the Depression, it was 25, 26%.
Well, in all fairness, Kate,
yeah,
we will have the highest standard of living of any group of slaves in the history of the world.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. That's uplifting. I hate to say, you know, no hope here, because we're just seeing this take place and more people need to know about this. This is a big deal.
It is.
It is a big deal. Huge. A lot of money going to vaccines. Got to be really careful. Do not. I would never put one of their vaccines in my body. Not you. You couldn't even pay me. So I'm just telling you, it's vaccines. It's cashless society. All kinds of stuff. Hey, there was even an article. Remember how I said we were at war with Iran? There was even an article today talking about that. Them noticing this as well. Are we doing a soft coup? Regime change on Iran? Oh, you bet we are. Yeah. Anyway, I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. There's so much more to this story. I'll be right back.